You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The alleged leaker of National Party leader Simon Bridges' expenses has apparently come forward, sending a mysterious text message from a disposable phone to Bridges himself, as well as Speaker of the House Trevor Mallard and a member of the media. This morning, Bridges fronted the media to talk about what happened. I think we've got a little clip of what he got up to.
On Thursday last week, in the morning, I received a text message from an unknown number. It also went to the Speaker of Parliament and to a member of the media. And can I acknowledge that the media outlet concerned has behaved incredibly responsibly subsequent to that text being received. The text made clear to me that it was from the leaker. The text stated that the leaker was in the National Caucus. It also made quite clear that this person had a prolonged, serious mental illness and serious issues in relation to that. And their very clear view in the text message that there would be significant harm to them if the investigation by Speaker Mallard proceeded. It was, I suppose, ultimately an incredibly dark, concerning text message. I was very worried by the text. I talked with senior colleagues. I messaged the person back and made clear my concern, and that my utmost concern was for the well-being of this person. Later that day, we received significant expert mental health advice on how to proceed with, you know, this very concerning matter. And on Friday, I informed the police with my clear concern being the mental health and the well-being of this individual. On Sunday evening, the police contacted me. They made it clear that they knew and had worked out the identity of the person concerned. They made clear to me that the person was getting the help that they need, that there were well-being issues and they were getting that help. They, in response...
That was National Party leader Simon Bridges speaking to media at Parliament this morning. Following that press conference, I had a chat with former National Party President Michelle Bogue about how serious this news was and started by asking what she made of this morning's press conference.
I think Simon Bridges was being very careful to ensure that the right priorities are given to the information, but it seems to me that this anonymous texter has got exactly what they were seeking. You don't send an anonymous text and then tell the media you've done it unless you want attention.
Do you think it's bad for Simon Bridges that someone supposedly within the party is calling him out on being an arrogant leader?
I don't think this is someone who is in the National Party caucus. I don't think anyone in the National Party caucus is stupid enough to do this. The person has already said they've got mental health issues. Therefore, it's very difficult to believe anything they say.
Right, so you don't actually think it is necessarily that bad for Simon Bridges in particular?
I think I've always thought this was a political move from the outset, this leaking. I haven't seen anything since then to change that analysis.
Is this taking away from the issue of the expenses themselves, or were they not even something worth talking about?
I've already said I think this was a political move. All the evidence points towards it being that. I don't think any of the claims are credible. I'm happy to wait for the outcome of the investigation. Clearly, the police know who it is. The issue now, the key issue, is whether the police will tell the QC who's doing the investigation.
Any suspicions on who you think it may be?
I have no idea, but they've already said themselves they have mental health issues, so it's difficult to attach any credibility to anything they say.
Do you think the National Party's still unified, or are things like this?
Absolutely. I think this is totally designed to give a false impression about disunity in the National Party. That's not at all true. That's why I think it's a political move. Whether we'll ever find out, I don't know, but there's no doubt it's been a political move from the outset.
From a sort of PR perspective, how do you manage a situation like this? Do you think Simon was right in fronting it and focusing on the leaker themselves, or is there any other sort of way that it would have been best to handle a situation like this?
Well, he's obviously given it some time and consideration, because this did happen last week. He's obviously taken advice from the police on the privacy issues, so therefore I think he's considered how best to handle it and taken his time to do so. This wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, the steps he's taken.
So what's the next step moving forward?
I guess it's up to the investigation to let us know whether they have actually identified who this person is. Of course, we don't actually know whether this person who sent this text is the leaker, or whether it's just someone who has a mental health issue who wants the attention. We don't know that. The police know who it is. The question is, will they share that information with the investigator? Because the person who sent this text may not be the leaker. We don't know.
And it's in the public interest, you'd say, for us to find out who it was?
Well, obviously the Speaker thinks so.
Even if there's potential mental health issues that could be inflated?
Well, the Speaker has set up the investigation, as I say. It's between the police and the investigator now to decide whether or not the police share that information. They have given Simon Bridges an assurance that any mental health issues are being addressed, and therefore, since they know the person and they can give him that assurance, then I can't see any reason why the investigation wouldn't go ahead.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
Oh my word. So, Stuart, what's our poll numbers at the minute?
Yes, so of course our poll on Twitter and Instagram this morning has been, do you think the National Party still has confidence in Simon Bridges, following on from what we've just heard about? The numbers have been quite interesting, I think. At the moment we've had 40 votes on Twitter, which is a huge result for us here on Friday Wire. 23% of you think yes, the National Party still does have confidence in their leader, and 77% of you say no. And Instagram is even more divided, to be honest. It's 19% saying yes and 81% of you thinking no. So quite interesting, I think.
Yeah, what are you guys' thoughts? I'm curious.
I sort of have a tendency to think that if it turns out that this is a genuine leak, then it probably indicates there are some bigger problems within the party's caucus. But if it is not, then I would say the image presented this morning, at least, was very much that this was not representative of other issues within the party. And I found that quite believable.
Mm. Yes, I mean, there also has been some discrepancies between between different party members' stances on things this year, which is new to me, I think, in terms of the National Party image of them all being cohesive.
Absolutely. They always look very united in terms of their ideologies that they're putting forward. So it's interesting to see there's some kind of fracturing in terms of rhetoric.
Well, I think having a young leader probably contributes, and some now quite young MPs at the top of the list compared to in previous under English and John Key, it was it was quite sort of the mainstays of the National Party were at the top of the list. So I think that potentially contributes to the reason that these different opinions are getting a bit of attraction in the media.
I find it quite healthy to have diverse opinions. I know that it can look like chaos in a mediatised way, but I personally prefer hearing everyone's diverse opinions.
Well, yeah, the National Party, even just in terms of them having their caucus meetings, it's always very closed. They don't let press in on any of that kind of debate that happens behind closed doors, which is very different to other parties.
So it's ways of
other ways of communicating. So I think it's super interesting. What were you guys' thoughts on Michelle?
I was just going to ask what we think about her saying that it's possible to discredit what this person says because of mental health issues. Is that something that you would think is a reasonable opinion?
That I cannot endorse that.
No.
In the slightest. Because we already have a stigma on mental illness right now. That is a huge problem.
Yeah. So I would just like to remind everyone that most normal people suffer from mental health issues.
So yeah.
You can't discredit anything people say simply because they suffer from that.
But in the same way, I think how everything happened this morning, I think from Simon Bridges' perspective, was handled quite honestly and well, I would say. I don't think it came across from him in a negative way, but there's obviously debate about the interview we had. So fair enough to have a conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks for your thoughts, guys.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.